Since the beginning of Oahu's rail project, rail transit backers have touted its potential for redevelopment around each station stop. The projected station at the corner of Kekalike and Nimitz Highway was the impetus for a planning initiative that could be a model for achieving facilities the community actually wants. The architects and planners at Shade Group contend community involvement could lead to a better-looking city.
We do live in a wonderful place. The sky, the mountains, the ocean, it's unparalleled. But then when you look at what we've been making, our built environment especially, I think there's a discrepancy.
Architect educator Dean Sakamoto points out that many buildings that go up in Honolulu do very little to make this a more beautiful or pleasant place to live. Often the reverse.
Ultimately, our effort is to engage as wide a population as possible into the process of planning and envisioning the future of their community.
That's the thinking behind SHADE, Sustainable Humanitarian Architecture and Design for the Earth. It's a public interest architecture and planning group, and their first project last summer was the Chinatown Urban Acupuncture Project. The public got a first look at the results recently.
Urban acupuncture is about making small, precise moves to improve the greater whole. So a pinprick can make a big difference.
Sakamoto says context is critical for appropriate urban planning. So last summer, architecture interns set about documenting existing resources and uses. They mapped parking, businesses, street life, and knocked on doors all through Chinatown to find out who lives and works there. Intern Lulu Fung was able to help with translating.
And most of the owner or stakeholders is elder people.
Ever wondered what's in those second floors? Intern Teresa Gabelo found out.
It's mostly storage, and I think there's living quarters.
Was there anything that surprised you? Erin Chow.
Definitely like the courtyards in the back, the restaurants with trees and places just to sit down.
There are actually a lot of nice hidden pockets in Chinatown for you to rest in.
That's Justin Wong. Sakamoto says in the old days, those wooden buildings were shops and boarding houses for laborers and recent immigrants, with communal washing and cooking facilities in those center courtyards.
Chinatown is comprised of over like 100 different landowners. So trying to create a collective design to Chinatown is really, really hard.
That's a challenge to preserving the character of our Chinatown. Currently, the planned rail station at Kekalike and Nimitz is largely suspended 300 feet over the highway.
They're getting off at the foot of Nimitz Highway, where Chinatown really naturally can and should connect to the waterfront.
One Shade Group idea is to enhance a Maukatumakai connection along Nu'uanu Stream from the waterfront all the way to Foster Gardens. Dean Sakamoto says the waterfront is a tremendous asset whose development could be planned for the community with urban design. The alternative is to wait and see what developers want to do.
What urban design does is the discipline of making the place habitable. We would merge the building design with the land planning. We have regulations. We do have, you know, a robust set of regulations.
Funny. What you're talking about is getting all the things to relate to each other and feed into being a livable space.
Exactly.
Who's looking over that now?
Well, I don't know.
We got land regulations. We've got building regulations.
But it really takes the community. It takes participation. You know, we live in a democracy here.
Shade is about how community urban design could work. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.